Welcome to the deep dive. So you're interested in how the major players in self-defense view their role in empowering women, and you want that insight fast. We're looking at empowering women through self-defense, insights from leading industry brands today. Our goal, to really cut through the usual marketing stuff and get right to the heart of their perspectives for you.
Exactly. We spent time looking at what these leading brands are actually saying, and it's pretty interesting to see where their messages overlap and where they, take slightly different paths.
Okay, great. So let's dig right in then. What's the main idea, the sort of core belief that keeps coming up across these different brands when they talk about self-defense and women's empowerment?
Well, what's really striking is how consistently they frame self-defense as being about more than just the physical side of things.
Okay.
The fundamental belief seems to be about cultivating a woman's inner strength, her sense of personal agency.
Oh, agents.
It's about building the confidence to navigate the world more assertively, feeling capable. Whether or not a physical fight ever actually happens, they're really emphasizing a shift, like from feeling vulnerable to feeling empowered from the inside out.
Interesting. So it's less about learning, say, one specific move and much more about a kind of broader shift in mindset.
Precisely. It's a much more holistic view.
Okay. With that in mind, then, what are some of the key ways these brands actually say they help women achieve this? Are there specific methods or training philosophies that stand out?
Well, connecting that mindset piece to the practical side, a key strategy many of them talk about is realistic training scenarios.
Realistic. How so?
They emphasize practicing responses to situations women might genuinely encounter, rather than just static drills that don't feel real.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so for example, some highlight role-playing verbal de-escalation alongside physical techniques. They acknowledge that often the best defense is actually avoiding a physical confrontation altogether.
Right. De-escalation is key.
And others really focus on creating women-only training spaces. The idea is to foster a really supportive learning environment where confidence can grow without that feeling of intimidation you might get elsewhere.
Yeah, feeling supported while you learn difficult things, that's huge. Now, are all these leading brands, are they pretty much aligned on this? Or are there noticeable differences in how they approach empowerment through self-defense?
That's a really important point. While the overall goal empowerment seems shared, you do see different areas of emphasis.
Like what?
Well, some brands seem to lean more heavily into the psychological resilience part, helping women overcome fear, building mental toughness, that sort of thing.
Ah, okay. So maybe focusing on mindset coaching or visualization.
Exactly that. You'll see them emphasize those techniques. Then others might have a stronger focus on the physical techniques themselves. Maybe they highlight specific martial arts disciplines or perhaps specific self-defense tools.
So it's not a contradiction, just a different focus.
Yeah, exactly. It's more a difference in emphasis, where they put their primary energy, rather than a fundamental disagreement on the goal.
Got it. Okay, so thinking about all that, what were some of the more maybe surprising or particularly insightful points that came up from these industry leaders? Anything that made you pause and think, huh, that's interesting?
Actually, yes. One point that felt quite insightful was this idea that the assertiveness gained in self-defense training often spills over into completely different areas of life.
Spills over?
Yeah, like women might find themselves feeling more confident in negotiating at work or setting boundaries in personal relationships simply because they've cultivated this stronger sense of self-efficacy through the training itself.
Oh, that's fascinating. So the impact is much broader than just physical safety.
Right. And another interesting angle was the strong focus on proactive safety measures. Things like really tuning up your situational awareness, learning how to set clear boundaries before anything happens. These are framed as crucial parts of self-defense, too. They empower women to reduce their risk proactively.
Right, preventing the situation in the first place.
Yeah.
So, thinking about our listener, how does all this give them a faster yet still solid understanding of this topic, specifically from the perspective of these key industry players? What's the quick takeaway, even if they aren't, planning to enroll in a class next week?
I think ultimately it shows you that the leading voices in this space view women's self-defense as a really holistic path to empowerment. It's definitely about more than just the physical techniques. It's really about cultivating a stronger, more confident self that feels capable and more in control overall. Just understanding that broader philosophy, I think, can empower you to think about your own safety and well-being in a much more proactive and, well, comprehensive way.
Okay, so to sum it all up then, what's the absolute core message these leading self-defense brands are sending about empowering women?
The central message really is that self-defense is fundamentally about fostering inner strength and personal agency. It's about giving women a greater sense of control over their lives, which goes way beyond just their physical safety.
Right.
Inner strength and control. Okay, and finally, something for you listening to maybe ponder,
Yeah.
based on everything we've discussed. What's one perhaps unexpected way that learning self-defense, even just the core principles, might boost a woman's sense of empowerment beyond the obvious benefit of physical safety?
Something to think about.
Definitely. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.